Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
And proud and happy to be here, I am.
I'm proud and happy to have you as a friend.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so what we do on the drift.
Same here. I'm sorry. Politeness. Sorry.
It's going to be one of those shows, are we?
Sorry.
Well, what we do on the drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Yes, www.thedailydrift.com. Go there and catch news from around the world, across the country, across the state, even local sometimes. I try to do a little local in there.
Mm-hmm, right? I've seen that.
And it's the news you won't find on the mainstream media. So I put a little effort into it, folks. You can put a little effort by just going there and clicking on the website, thedailydrift.com. It's pretty easy, right?
Yep.
Please, show it. Use it. Use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take care of a little business, get this squared away before I forget, because I'm in one of those moods. I'm going to be yappy. If you are worried about your hearing.
What?
If you have not.
What?
If you have not.
Sorry.
If you have not had your hearing checked, you need to. Dr. Amy Arnold can take care of that for you. You can reach her at 248. Boy, my eyes are getting so bad. 248-881-3026.
When you do this ad next time, we need to do an optometrist.
When you do Amy's ad next, make the
I'm going
numbers
to do that. That's
bigger
good.
For
Dr.
me.
Dr. Amy's
you,
ad
please.
Bigger.
Please, yes. Dr. Amy is awesome. She can get your hearing checked, complimentary consultation, and they're in Farmington in Brighton. But definitely get your hearing checked because it does. I notice my hearing as I get older is not what it used to be.
If you can't tell the difference between Yanny and Laurel. You're confused on that at all. See Dr. Amy, right?
I don't know, man. I heard Yanni. I didn't hear any Laura. I don't know how you can pull that up. But be that as it may, lots to talk about, right?
Yeah.
We've got North Korea. I'm calling it a success.
So far, so good.
I'm calling it a success.
So far, so good. Yep.
The fact that two people who were complaining about each other, being quite mean-spirited to one another, that the Democrats were saying Trump's going to get us into a nuclear war because of it, managed to sit down at a table, handshake, talk a little bit, probably broke bread together or had a Pepsi or something together, and work out an agreement. Allegedly, it's just a piece of paper, right? We're going to denuclearize. We're going to help you become an economic power in the region, blah, 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 blah. Carrot and the stick. It worked out, right? And the Democrats are like, oh, holy cow. How dare he sit down? We lost everything. We gave them everything and got nothing in return.
Schumer, man, comes off like a complete Schumer here. You know what I mean? He comes off looking so Schumerish when he talks that people say he's a complete Schumer. Well, he might even be a complete Pelosi.
Don't be a Schumer.
He might be a Pelosi. You know what I mean? A real. What's her name? The other one with the James Brown
Maxine
hair.
Waters.
Yeah, he could be a real Maxine.
Don't be a Waters. Don't pull a Maxine on me. Yeah, it's just amazing. The Never Trumpers, they came out of the woodwork on Facebook, too. Oh, Trump's getting rid of war games. We gave him everything they wanted. Yeah. They already gave us back hostages,
prisoners,
right? Yep. The prisoners.
And they're in good condition this time, so that's a plus, right?
And then they've already started giving back, returning the bodies of dead servicemen from the Korean War. That's already happening. They've already started dismantling nuclear sites.
If Clinton and Obama had done this, it'd be hail to the chief, parades down Washington Avenue. You know, I mean, it's
the hypocrisy of the Democrat. If you can't see this, folks, you can't see how hypocritical the Democratic Party is. You're not paying attention, or you're a hypocrite yourself, one or the other.
Or you're demented. You got Trump derangement syndrome. There's a cure for that.
There is a cure for
that. Lobotomy.
Just bite the bullet and vote Republican in the fall, folks. I know the Republicans aren't the be-all and the end-all either because they suck sometimes.
Hey, that's not to say Trump never makes a mistake. It's not to say Trump never does anything wrong. You know what? What I thought was really phenomenal was when Trump starts talking real estate. Like, you got some wonderful coastlines here, you know? I don't know if you heard the news this morning, but this well-known Australian surfer took a team to North Korea a couple times. He's just going on about the surf dude is really good. It's gnarly, man. You know, he's talking about the crystal pure blue water that's there on the coastline.
Has been contaminated by a bunch of industrialization.
Well, like glow in the dark at night. You don't know. But that, hopefully that's just plankton. That's just plankton and not residue. But really, I mean, he's absolutely right. These guys, I mean, Trump brings a whole new perspective. When he says real estate and everything, oh, real estate. No, that imagine if North Korea, the country nobody wanted to go to, turned around and became the country everybody wants to go to.
Yeah, and all it really takes is some cheap booze.
Suppose Disney bought North Korea.
Disneyland ever.
I need more coffee.
North Korea. Well, it's what it takes. You know, you've got millions of people there who need jobs. They will work cheap and be happy to work cheap. So you can probably end up with cheap food, cheap hotels, cheap booze. It could end up
being flavors of kimchi.
And it could very well end up being a really hot tourist spot. It really could. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when any time you have undeveloped property like that, well, of course there's something to be done.
Buy
there.
In quick.
Yeah.
I mean, cruise lines could go there, you know? I mean, Asia.
I can see it around. Yeah. Visit the Hermit Kingdom.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. Yes. Do a 2-week stay at the Hermit Kingdom. Yeah. You know, something nice.
Exactly.
People are going to want to see it. I want to go to those.
But let's get back to the point. Of course, none of this. We wouldn't even be talking about this if it wasn't for Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And
that's the point that I'm trying to drive home here is, you know what? The Democrats complained and the never Trumpers complained when they said, oh, he's tweeting bad things about Little Rocket Man, blah, blah, blah. He's going to make him make things so much worse. And you know what? They sure looked pretty chummy from the meetings. Didn't look like they were angry at one another.
No.
And now Trump's given him a special hotline so he can call if he needs to. That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. So,
hey, speaking of good news, can I do a shout-out to my little brother?
Yeah.
My little brother, about a week ago, got diagnosed with some rare cancer, bile duct cancer. And it looked bad. The first thing I wanted to ask him was, can I have your boat? You know. But I didn't. So, because it looked bad. So, we were at the Henry Ford Hospital yesterday, and we were sitting there all day waiting his family and Sherry and myself. And he came out of it. And the thing is that if the surgery went short, that meant they opened him up, closed him up, says, have a nice life, what's left of it. And if it went long, that meant that they had a good chance at it. And it was kind of like intermediate. You know, it's kind of like, well, the doctor came in and says, well, you're here rather quickly, but you're not here too quickly. He says, it all went very well. So I asked my brother when I saw him, I was the second person to talk to him. And I said, so what was your first thought when you came out of it? He says, I looked at the clock.
Oh, there you go.
And smiled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. So they chopped it out. It's good
it
to
looks
go,
good. Hopefully. Yeah, it's gonna have its effects. The surgery is going to have its effects, but he's going to be able to live with those effects for quite some time.
Yeah. Good. Well, congratulations
to him
and to the whole family. That's awesome. Good news.
Yep.
Yeah, we like to get some good news. Well, Derek, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into – and it's Father's Day tomorrow.
Wow. Happy Father's Day tomorrow.
To you.
Oh, thank you.
And to myself.
Yes.
And Derek,
I just said that.
Derek, you don't know if you're a father, actually, but he's shaking his head. You don't know. You don't know. Okay.
That's rude.
We'll come back and we'll pick up on the IG report. So call in the show, 734-822-1600. See you on the other side.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week. Lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization. Yours.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. Co-founders Tim and Brandon have been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991. Landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. Tim and Brandon have the professional experience you can count on. Call them today at 734-429-5778. See how their business can help your business. Visit A&H Lawn Service online at ahlawncare.com. Better yet, call Tim and Brandon today at 734-429-5778. Find out how they can make your business look a whole lot better. That's A&H Lawn Service, ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Austin, the A in A&H Lawn Service. Brandon and I started our landscape business in 1991 and grown our business into a full-service landscape and landscape maintenance company. We would love to add your name to our list of happy customers.
No vans, no phone, and no labels to put on to this thing. And dip into when we need. And I don't have the right to ask where you go at night. But the waves hit my head to think someone's in your bed. I get a little bit Genghis Khan. I don't want you to get it on with nobody else but me.
Ooh, and welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with publisher of The Current, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, speaking of The Current. Yes. I'd like to point out something. It just struck me. Dick Kupke on the previous show, Trigger Talk, which, of course, you all listen to or should, mentioned his article coming up in The Current. And, of course, Dick has had an article in almost every issue of The Current. They're in the Wham! Pages. And I would have him have an article if they weren't in the Wham! Pages, just in the general pages.
Yeah, because it's that good.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Love Dick stuff.
And there's another guy who wants to talk gun stuff, and I might have him as a regular contributor. But the point is, it occurred to me, you could read all of Dick's past articles in The Current by going to currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. As long as we're going to get the spelling B.
CourantOnline.com.
Yes.
And it's Current, people. I still get people after
Courant.
A decade. They're going Courant. I said, it ain't French, man. It's English. It's like one, it stands for English like newspaper. That's what it was. The very first, oldest paper in the country is the Hartford Current.
Yes. Yes.
So Current is just a kind of a variation for newspaper, but it's English. So don't put that Courant on it. It's Current. You
and
know, it's spelled C-O-U.
Yes, and the word means running as a current, C-U-R-R-E-N-T. Well, it's not spelled the same way, or like a drift,
which,
like a drifting
which is
current.
Why I've
oh, really?
Put
I
that
never
nautical
put that
theme
two together.
To everything
oh,
together.
I never got
yes,
that. I certainly
see?
Did.
Yeah.
So anyways, what I'm getting at is if you want to read an article about Social Security, a series of articles about Social Security, we have a great series of Social Security articles in there supplied to us by a Social Security administrator in Ann Arbor.
Yep.
And then we have gardening.
I don't remember his name right now. Good guy.
Really yes.
Good guy. Very informative.
Yes, exactly. I remember when I first bought it, I put the PDF online on my blog, and a liberal read it that reads my blog that we argue with quite a bit, and I wondered what he was going to say about its content, and he says, I love the gardening article. That's all I had to say, but
yeah,
that's
John,
wonderful.
John does a great job with the gardening.
Exactly.
Article.
There's Julian with the music.
Konwinski, yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, there's just a lot of good stuff there, and you can go back in the archives and read these things. And if you're advertising in The Current, these people who go back and look at this stuff are going to see your ads back then, too.
Because we keep them all in line.
Exactly.
We put the whole paper, as you read it, in hard copy, paper edition, is online exactly as it is in hardback or hard copy.
That's the print copy.
Yep.
So
yep.
There you go. I mean, take advantage of it.
Yeah, and it goes
and
way
if
back.
You don't advertise, advertise.
Yeah,
be a sponsor
you know,
of the content. That's what you do when you advertise.
Yeah.
You're sponsoring the content, It's people never tell me, oh, I love the marketeer.
No.
And when you go to the post office, walk around town, walk around any, you know, Hamburg or Pinckney or mm-hmm. South Lyon, and somebody talks to you and say, oh, I published the Current. You published the Current? I love the Current.
Yeah, you know? Sure they do. Yeah. Because, and here's advertisers, I'm talking to you now. Here's the thing. If you put stuff in the monthly shoppers, the coupon magazines, the marketeers, all the they're all fine and dandy. And some people they work for, right? If you're looking for a coupon, maybe you'll go there. But if you're looking to build your brand image, you want people to see your name. Because you know what? When people go to Google, if they don't remember your name and Google your name, you've already lost.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost that potential sale because people are going to Google and the first thing that pops up is not going to be you. Because you're a local guy, you haven't spent the money, you're not top of the SEO search engines. You need to have
to be at the top.
Yes, you need to be on people's minds so that when they think, oh, my furnace just broke, oh, AAA Service Network.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Google up AAA Service Network. I'm not going to Google up furnace.
Or
right?
I'll go pick up my copy of The Current and look at the coupon.
Exactly. Or just go to thecurrentonline.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is, AAA Service Network.
Some people listening to us don't do computers, I noticed. So.
Yeah, well, so, either way.
That's the other benefit.
Yeah. So definitely advertise in the Current because when I took it over back in 2007, we were at 5,000 circulation. We're now at 24,000.
Yep.
So almost five times its size in the worst economy in decades we did that, right?
Yep.
And we went from eight pages, I think, to 16. I think we're doing 16 average now.
You get Derek's column. You get Theron's column. You get Dick's column. Ed Hoffman does a column once in a while.
So. Yeah. It's a good newspaper. If you haven't seen it, go to currentonline.com. Check it out. It's got Wham content. It's got good local content. And the only price you pay, because I've had a few people say, I know it's free. I don't want it. All right. You liberal douche. Whatever. It's
some
not
Pelosi
free.
Head.
The price you pay for the Current is knowing that there may be an opinion in there that may be different than yours. And this is America, and that's a price that you pay to live in America.
And our printing costs just went up 4%. I was thinking about doubling the subscription cost.
I think that's they're screwing you because I think they're using it as an excuse to raise prices.
Well, that happens.
You know,
that happens
that much. Yep. But anyways, they were doing it.
I'm just
I know
saying,
the printer you
I'm
use.
I'm doubling the price you pay for the Current in regards to that.
It's still free.
Two times zero is zero.
Exactly. Okay, so anything else you want to do? You want to give your phone number?
734-740-7309. Advertise.
Say it again.
734-740-7309.
Yeah, or go to currentonline.com.
Yes.
And click on advertising. I don't know what you've done with it.
Yep.
And contact Ed or Current. .online@gmail.com was another way to get a hold of you. And contact Ed and get it done, man. You want to advertise, use your print budget wisely, send it to that because people will see your ads when they're reading the content.
Yep. Do we have time to talk about the IG?
Yeah, well, we got most of the show still.
Okay.
All right, so let's go IG. With Big Hollywood, it was a nice President Trump birthday on Thursday. The IG report gets released. Economic indicators get released. We've got the lowest unemployment since 1973. Thank you, President Trump, and whatever people supported you in Washington, D.C., which wasn't many.
I didn't see that headline. Thank you, President Trump. Why didn't I see that headline? Thank you, President Trump.
Because the liberal media doesn't care and doesn't want to give him credit for it. They're still trying to give that credit to Obama. Oh, it's because of Obama's high regulations that the economy's doing so well.
Please.
What?
Please.
Are you insane?
Are you a Pelosi?
Don't get all Schumer on me.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, yes, all right. Look, I keep getting off track. IG report. What did you think?
I thought it was weak.
It wasn't what you were expecting from the hype.
The buildup was a lot bigger. But, you know, I was looking at Andrew McCarthy's take on it, and it was encouraging. I didn't get to finish it because I've been busy with other stuff, but I wish I could have gotten more in-depth into what Andrew McCarthy had to say about it because he thought it has a lot of Easter eggs in it. There's a lot of stuff in there that's not sitting right on the top, but it's sort of, I hate to say it's like the Bible, but it's like the Bible. You read the stories on the top, you go, nice story. And if you don't know the background behind it, you don't say, holy cow. You don't say,
well, it comes out. So one of the things is there are now five more FBI employees that are just like the Stroke and the Page people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their names have been redacted so far, but they're going to come out because the congressional committee is like, we want their names. We want to know. We want to know more. This is really just the tip of the iceberg. And somebody on one of the networks, I think it was actually CNN, said this is really just the first of three parts of this coming out.
Yeah, next is 2.0.
Yeah, so you're going to have a lot more coming out. And Democrats, get your orange jumpsuits ready, man, because you're going to jail. Orange is coming for
you. What I thought was interesting was that they said there was no political bias, that Stroke and Page didn't have any – but it's obvious they had bias. So the weak thing was to say, oh, they had no, we found no political bias. And what I thought was really interesting was to find out it's almost like if what I read was correct, Stroke and Page were really never Trumpers because they've also were critical of Democrats. So it's not like my impression was how did a FBI employee who typically are conservative get to be a lib like Stroke and Page where they hate Trump?
Right.
But they're really, we know of other, like Bill Kristol, rabid anti-Trumpers, right?
Yeah. And but let me qualify one thing, though.
All right.
When they said there was no political bias, that was incomplete. There was no political bias that affected the outcome of So that's not the same as no political bias, because obviously there is as much political bias between those people that they've already named and these five more that have yet to be named.
Yeah.
This is ugly.
It didn't affect it because they didn't go through with their plans of open rebellion or whatever they wanted to do.
We never saw what happened with the insurance policy.
Yeah.
And if they get Stroke in front of a congressional committee, you watch them hammer him. What was your insurance policy if President Trump got elected, Mr. Stroke?
But the negative influence is that, well, you didn't prosecute Hillary. You didn't go after Hillary. You went soft on her. So it's not like, oh, you did something obvious to the Trump campaign, maybe – bug them.
How much time we got left, Derek? I don't want to cut Gary short. 3 minutes. Let's bring Gary from Hazel Park on. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
It's good to hear from you.
This is a great big huge disappointment as far as I'm concerned. It's once again the state defending and protecting the state. We all know that the whole system is corrupted. The FBI has been corrupted. And the main reason, as far as I can tell, that nobody's getting prosecuted is because it goes all the way up to Obama. This thing told us straight out that he was engaged in using the illegal server with Hillary. They were going back and forth with the illegal top secret messages back, or secret at least, back and forth on the illegal server. So that would mean he would have to be indicted and prosecuted also, and they're not going to prosecute the Golden Boy.
Yeah, I am going to be a little more optimistic, Gary, just because I think this really is just the start. You just cracked the lid on the spoiled ice cream, right? And the stink is starting to come out a little bit, but you don't have the full effect until you pull it off and see the mold.
I thought I was the Pollyanna.
Yes, was it everything I expected it to be? No, because I know it had been hyped up. But I think it is just the tip of the iceberg. And you've still got Huber investigating, and you've still got Horowitz investigating. He's got a lot more to uncover, a lot more to unleash. And now that this little package of 500 pages is out and ready to be dissected, now the congressional committees can look at that and begin asking for the associated documents to go with it and uncovering those redactions to get, like, these five names. And I'm sure there's dozens more, right? It's probably just not five more. It's probably dozens more that we have yet to uncover. And I think that will all come out. I mean, I don't want to say that there's – and maybe it's for the best, right? Because election is still 5 months off. What's today? Six? Five. 5 months off.
Mm-hmm.
And if we keep getting a little bit more every month before the election, well, it just bodes well for Republicans. That's all I'm thinking.
It'll be a slam dunk in that case.
Yeah.
And good on your younger brother there, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And how are you doing? I was going to call you today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm actually doing quite well. The last couple of days, everything's turned around for me, and I'm feeling better. I'm eating better. You know, my world has become much better.
Well, good for you, Gary.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Glad to see things are working well for you. So, well, give us a call again, Gary. I always love hearing from you.
All right, my friend. Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so there's the heartbreak. We will pick it up on the other side. See you then.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. An investigation underway into the fatal shooting of two Kansas City, Kansas sheriff's deputies on Friday.
So we always evaluate procedures, but we did confirm that they did follow proper procedure.
Sheriff's Major Kelly Bailiff, the inmate, was also shot. President Trump blasted Democrats' immigration policies for allowing rough gangs like the MS-13 in the country. The Democrats discussed better pricing for drugs in their weekly address.
Tough new enforcement of drug price gouging, demanding full transparency of excessive drug price increases, and allowing the federal government to negotiate Medicare drug prices.
New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone. A massive fire overnight in Scotland destroyed the Glasgow School of Art. No injuries. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Great news, everybody. Thanks to advances in medicine, you may live longer than you think. So you should plan on living into your 90s. For women, maybe even longer. But that could mean bad news for your retirement. Will your savings come up short when you need that money the most? Now, conventional wisdom says that as you get older and closer to retirement, you're supposed to move more into bonds. But bonds have limited growth potential. And again, if you live longer, that could be a problem. When you retire, your money shouldn't stop working when you do. You need a plan, not just for inflation, but income. Financial Engines advisors have been doing that for more than 20 years, for everyday Americans. And they can do it for you, too. Go to financialengines.com. Schedule your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Joseph Lund with Financial Engines here in Detroit, Ann Arbor. I'm ready to work with you to help make your financial goals a reality. Go to financialengines.com or call 248-285-9202 today.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with It's Ed Bondarenka.
Happy to be here.
And myself, the aforementioned Gary Wellings. Nice to be here. A little cloudy when we came in. Is it sunny?
One of the reasons it's nice to be here. It's not really that great a day outside.
I wanted to get out on the boat, but I'm like, it's cloudy. I guess I'll go do radio instead. Yep. Yeah, why not?
I'm so glad you did. That's such a dull
You would have been
hour.
Fine. Okay. You can handle this job, man. Yeah. You're good at it. You're natural at it. You've done very well.
Thank you.
Let's take care of a little business. If you have nothing to do tonight, go to Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton, 5311 Brighton Road. You can call them 810-227-6000. That's 810-227-6000. It's a really great place to eat, drink, and make merry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's coupons in the Current, CourantOnline.com. If you don't have a hard copy, $15 off any four dinner entrees. So do that double date thing with your spouse and best friends. Yeah. 15% off Sunday brunch. And why would we do Sunday brunch tomorrow?
Let's see. It's Father's something. Father's Day.
It's Father's Day. So go try their, they got a really great brunch. And then Thursday evenings out there is awesome. So go to Burroughs, 810-227-6000, or go to burroughs-roadhouse.com. Call, make reservations, tell them you saw it in the Current or you heard it at the Daily Drift or the Drift radio show.
Yes. I heard it. Either way, they'll know.
Yeah. So we're talking IG report, and we got a call from Jasmine in Chicago. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This 94-degree weather.
Oh, you see, you got the heat a little ahead of us, I think, out in Chicago. We're not quite there yet, but we're supposed to be tomorrow.
Well, of course, you know, the fun part is the heat index, 111.
In the city of
Chicago. Isn't that the windy city? Isn't it cooling you off, that breeze from the lake?
Please.
No. Not in summertime.
I think that's one of those climate change myths that I've been hearing about. But I wanted to talk about this report. About not even a month ago, Sean Hannity had made a comment, or one of his guests had made a comment about the report that was coming out, and they were just basically putting all their eggs in one basket. And Sean Hannity said, you know, they get a chance to look through the report. We're talking about the guilty parties. They get a chance to look at the report. They get a chance to redact. They get a chance to edit. That really concerned me when I first heard that. And when it got released, and I'm not an expert on it at all, but it seems to me like, isn't that like putting a diabetic in charge of a candy store?
That is one way of putting it, yes.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Forget the fact that you really didn't find out anything that I didn't already suspect, you know, and it's not like, I really don't believe anyone's going to pay for anything. I don't see any, you know, I can't picture anybody going to jail over it. I think if anything, it'll be a nice, like, deterrent, you know, as far as, like, the people that are in the FBI right now. You know, they're not going to do anything stupid right now.
Yeah, I'm a little more optimistic than that, just because you know who's in charge overall, the Donald. And I don't think he's going to take this lying down, and I don't believe that Horowitz is anywhere near done. And I know that Trey Gowdy, Devin Nunes especially, is going to be digging into this IG report and getting that redacted information and dragging it out. So I think it's just a start.
May I?
Yeah. Well, That might have some merit to it, but I have to very respectfully disagree.
Yeah. So you're disappointed,
Jasmine. This is Ed. I do remember, and I hate to be Debbie Downer here, but I do remember that early on Sessions had said he was not going to prosecute Hillary, and I think it was Sessions, and we have a tradition here of not prosecuting former presidents and their administrations. And that kind of bothers me, because when it gets to a level like this where it's almost treasonous, you know.
Oh, it's not almost.
Okay, you're right. Yep. So go ahead. I'm sorry. That's all I wanted to say.
No, that's fine. The thing is that, like, if you have, I keep hearing about, you know, not all the FBI are like this. It's kind of like the old thing they used to say about, you know, not all Muslims are terrorists, yet all terrorists are Muslims. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. And the fact that Jeff Sessions, what does he do?
Nothing. Anything else you want to ask?
We're paying this man God knows how much money. The only time I ever see him is when he's testifying before the House, or, you know, I think I saw him talking about marijuana once.
MS-13.
And MS-13. That's basically it. You know, what does he do?
I'm the same way. I'm probably one of his most vocal critics on Facebook and on Twitter, bashing Jeff Sessions. I keep in the back of my head, though, that maybe, just maybe, he's biding his time and waiting for all the ducks to get in a row. Because there are things that we don't hear that is happening. There's a big push on pedophilia in this country. They have gotten like 2,300 people already arrested and jailed, and tons and tons of sealed indictments are still out there from California to New York. There have been a ton of indictments that are sealed right now and have not been brought through the system yet. And we don't know what's in there. And that, I think, is part of what the people, the good people in the DOJ are doing. So I'm the same way, what is Jeff Sessions? Get off your butt. Prosecute these people. Let's get it done. I don't know if Jeff Sessions is waiting till he has all his facts in a row, until all the IG reports are in, until Mr. Huber is done with his investigation out there in Arkansas. I'm not giving up hope yet. I hope this is not the be-all, end-all final report, because I don't think it is.
Well, to Jasmine's point about...
I will say one thing about, you know, again, don't put your eggs all in one basket, and let me just say this. I was doing some reading on this Huber guy that I have don't really know too much about, but according to what I read, he was appointed by Obama. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't really see a whole lot coming from him either.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. It's a good point.
Well, you know, when you look at...
You guys are bringing me down, man. Yeah, you're just bringing me down.
Well, I was thinking about... We were talking about Manafort during the break. And I don't know if you saw Tucker Carlson last night, Jasmine.
Of course I did.
There you go. I thought he had some good points about, well, let's see, Manafort's not a flight risk. He's not a violent felon or, you know, he hasn't even been convicted, and now he's in prison until he goes to trial. You know, like, what's going on with that? Oh, yeah, well, he violated a gag order that said he wasn't supposed to talk about his case. Well, where's our First Amendment rights that you don't get to do that? And when's somebody going to slap that back? And like Tucker Carlson pointed out last night, oh, it's a foreign agent. He's being prosecuted for being a foreign agent. Well, why wasn't Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton? They were obviously foreign agents. They were paid off by foreign governments for their Clinton campaign or Clinton, what do you call that commission?
Clinton Foundation.
Clinton Foundation. Yeah. So
Clinton
were taking.
Global Initiative?
Oh, yeah. They're getting all kinds of money.
Clinton
from
Crime Syndicate? Let's go there, shall we?
Exactly.
Mm. Well, you know, the funny thing is, well, I don't know how funny it is, but I was watching just by chance, I was skimming the networks because I wanted to see what they were kind of going to lead with. And a lot of the networks led off with,
the lawsuit by the New York AG.
Yes, thank you. That lawsuit was the first thing that led the news, and then like 15 minutes later, oh by the way, this IG report was released. Blah 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 blah, They spent like maybe 20 seconds on it.
Yeah, but that tells you the media knows it's harmful, and they don't want to cover it.
That's the Soviet-style media in action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pravda Incorporated.
Yeah. It's 500 pages. I think it'll get dissected, and I think the committees in the House and the Senate are going to start tearing into it. I have very big confidence in Senator Chuck Grassley. He seems to be a pit bull up top, and we don't hear a lot from him in the news because they don't want to cover him, A, and B, I think he's just got his nose to the grindstone. I'm not done with this. I don't think the American public is done with this, and I believe the good people in Washington will continue to try and drain the swamp, but it's tough when you have so many judiciary people like this judge that put Manafort in jail. Yeah. She's obviously an Obama lover and probably appointed by Obama. Mm-hmm. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm betting. If I had to put $20 down, I would bet. And so it's an uphill battle. But it's a start. So I'm going to be optimistic.
I'm going to take you up on that bet, Gary.
I'm hoping.
I think that this is going to be. I mean, the media has pretty much put it, you know, pushed it under the rug already. And I think they're just going to continue to do that. And unless there's a really nice, huge smoking gun somewhere, they're just going to keep pushing it under the rug. And, you know, that's their way.
I think it's the opposite of that. And I'm hoping it's the opposite of the big smoking gun. I'm hoping that there are clues in here that as you comb through it and you cross-reference testimony, you cross-reference who was this person who said that, what else might he, and you look at other documents and timelines, you say, oh, that Agent 5 must have been this guy because he did this then. These guys are investigators, and that's what they look at. You and I are not those people, and we don't have all those references. But like I was alluding to earlier concerning the Bible, there's certain things that you on the surface you don't see, but then people study it, scholars study it, and they say, oh, this guy was related so-and-so because that happened over there and this happened over here. And you get this, you get it built up. And I'm thinking these investigators are going to do the same thing. They're going to put it together.
Well, here's the thing, and we all know that once you lie, you have to continue to lie, and you can't keep track of your lies because they're not real. So they keep fabricating. And I think the difference you see here, the Democrats always want to leak stuff because they don't have a case. They're just taking things out of context, leaking it, and trying to get something out of the media to change people's opinions. Whereas the conservatives, the true non-swampers up in Washington, are putting their nose to the grindstone. They're not leaking those things. That's why you get such a – it seems like it's all anti-Trump, because we're not letting out the other stuff. They're looking to keep this stuff in-house and together until you have an ironclad case, because you don't want that evidence tainted and have a judge saying, the media, it's been out there, you've tainted the jury, you've tainted whatever. So maybe, and I'm hoping, I don't know for a fact, because like I said, I'm as anti-Jeff Jeff Sessions as anybody. I'm a very big critic. I keep hoping that he's doing things the way he should be and will eventually come forth with just a ton of evidence and indict people and jail people and do all the things that need to be done. I'm hoping that. I am praying for that. And I would suggest that all of America do the same thing. Pray that the truth comes out, because I think it will. Eventually, the truth will come out. It will be known. It may not take 5 years. It may not take 10 years. It may be taking 20. I hope it comes out soon enough that we can make the effect and clean the swamp like Donald Trump is trying to do. And I hope Donald Trump will continue to do that, and the people that support him will continue to push, like us, because all of us make a difference when we're on Twitter and Facebook. So keep pushing, Jasmine.
You know, if you want to drain
it. I will try. Now, if you're really feeling like Debbie Downer over there, I suggest you go see The Incredibles 2. I saw it last night, and it's fantastic.
The Incredible what?
The Incredibles 2.
Stew?
I've never heard of it. Is it a movie?
The Incredibles?
The Incredibles 2. I'm thinking you're Incredible Stewart.
That.
Who's that? What is that, a movie? Oh, The Incredibles 2. So it was a good movie?
That's my Father's Day present tomorrow. You're right. Thank you.
Yes. I took my little nephew, and he loved it.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I'll take my son to go see that tomorrow, too. So I loved the first one. It was one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the ones when I'm watching TV, if it's on, I'll watch the whole thing.
Well, this sounds good, too.
But let me just
leave you with this. God bless America. I love you, President Trump, if you're listening. And Gary and the rest of you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. What's left
all right.
of it.
Take care, Jasmine. Thanks for the call.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. All right. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Joe. How are you?
First, I want to concur with Jasmine, as I am kind of Wham's resident movie reviewer. Incredibles 2 is indeed
self-appointed
incredible resident.
So, well, that's good. So, two people. I'd forgotten that it was actually coming out.
Yeah, well, it's got two important themes in it to ruminate in people's minds that are important. One, undoing unjust law. And two, dependency upon others. So it can be subtle, but it could be important. It's, a very positive, thought-provoking film underneath that cartoon exterior.
Yeah, that's good. So there is a message, a family message, a patriotic message, maybe?
So it's subversive and subliminal.
They're going to outlaw. Under Barack Obama, it would be outlawed and censored. Yeah. You will not be allowed to watch it.
Right. And I'm really looking forward to Wreck-It Ralph 2 later this year.
Yeah. The first one was good. I like that one, too. Ed's gone, what was that?
I didn't bother. I don't know.
That was good.
It was a lot of fun. It was great. And now Ralph wrecks the internet, so that'll be rather interesting.
Nice.
But what I was calling about is the Wham signal. I understand from Phil and Janice Daniels on Abolitionist Roundtable that we indeed reached the goal on the GoFundMe for the Wham FM broadcast signal.
Yes, so I will update you on that right now. And folks, bear in mind. So goal A, goal B. The first $60,000 helps with the engineering costs for the site and installation and all that stuff. We have another $60,000 to go, so we're only halfway there, folks. So we need you to keep putting that money into. Go to GoFundMe.com, put Wham Radio into the search bar, and then give what you can. $5, $10, $100, $1,000 if you can do it. This is only part way. This is a process. Getting, as you know, when you're dealing with the federal government, especially the FCC, you have a number of hoops to cross, and we've got two big ones. We've just hit that financial spot for the first portion. We still have a second portion. Derek, am I right? He's shaking his head yes. So we're only halfway there, but it's a great move after last weekend. Thank you, everybody, for what you've done, because if we can get into an FM signal, the beautiful content, and I believe in this content. I think you do, and you do, and Joe, I know you do. We have the best content in Michigan, bar none, and Ohio, and
maybe
five other
nation.
States.
Maybe right? The nation.
Maybe the nation. Our content is absolutely spectacular. We need a better signal to spread this message so people can hear us. And that's Gruber on the weekdays. That's Trigger Talk. That's The Drift. That's Thinking
Show
of Our.
On
that's Theron every Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
This is stuff that needs to get out. So it's a great meal. It's a great deal. We got to that one point, but we're not done yet, Joe. So keep spreading the word. We need to keep that money flowing into that donation until we get to the second portion of it.
Yep. They did not make that clear this morning about the second part, because then it's obviously premature for me to ask whether we could be up and running by October to affect the midterms 2018.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem likely. I'm not so much worried about your voice. It's my calls that I want to go further out into Michigan. I'm kidding.
You're one of the conservative voices of. You're important, Joe. You really are. Like Ed, you're very important. Yeah, I love you guys. You were there for me all these years, because I've been doing this 7. Ed's been with me 3 now. This is not the easiest thing in the world to do, to come in on a Saturday.
I was thinking today.
And I called Ed. Last night I was wavering, not coming in. And then even this morning it's like, oh, I got so much to do. I came in, right? So this is not easy. It's for me, it's therapy, right? I've said that a million times. It's therapy. I get to come in and vent my frustration with government and the world in general every Saturday. So I guess I could pay a psychologist
for this.
And
then I give him his meds and he calms down. That's what I'm here for.
I need some medication to get my heart rate and blood pressure down is what I need. But we are. So folks, go to Wham Radio or go to GoFundMe.com, put Wham Radio in the search bar, and give if you can give something, please, because we're only halfway there. It's a great start. Congratulations to everybody for getting to that first goal, but we've got a second one. We're not done yet. Anything else, Joe?
So the best we can hope for is for things to be up and running for the 2020 election.
I would assume. I don't know, though. I have no idea. Call into Theron's show and ask him. He's probably
going
to really
see, we were going to go. We got the $60,000, so we could go stereo. We could go FM mono. But if we get the other $60,000, we can go stereo.
I actually have an update on when we could possibly be on FM transmitter. Theron mentioned earlier this week when he was talking to the engineers that there are some falcons that are nesting at our transmitter site, so at the earliest we could be up and running is October.
Okay, well,
because
so
of EPA
possible.
Or protected species.
Man, if we can get out, give me a month before the election on FM radio, and I will tear things up. I'll go for it.
That would be wonderful timing. That's again what I mentioned. I was hoping October. That would be wonderful. That'd be perfect. And you said, is there anything else I was looking at? TheDailyDrift.com, because it's
the news you need to know.
And you have on there an item from Michigan Capital Confidential about more corporate welfare. And of course, I love at the end, it says at the start of his administration, Governor Rick Snyder called business subsidies the heroin drip of government. But of course, he's all for them now. They promised us we were going to get back Michigan income tax down to 3.9% from what, 4.3 it is now? But of course, none of that's in sight. They're just dreaming up more and more ways to give away, spend and waste money.
Yeah, and you know what? Patrick Kobach. It's primary season, right? Come primary time, we need to drain the swamp in Lansing, and that means putting a guy who really will make a change, and that guy is Patrick Kobach.
I went to the firing line event for him last Wednesday night. That was a lot of fun.
Pat's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a rocket scientist. He's got common sense ideas. He wants to save you the taxpayer money. He wants things done in a common sense manner, folks. Vote Patrick Kobach. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yep. He keeps trying to, the old adage, well, it's not rocket science. Frankly, my friends, it's about time we try to treat it like it is rocket science and we get the real rocket scientist in there.
Yeah. So before you go, Joe, because we're winding down the hour, I have listener Joanne out of Ohio texted me or emailed me. It's gary@dailydrift.com. You can email me. And she says the FBI has reverted back to its roots, ... the corruption of J. Edgar Hoover. What are your thoughts on that, Joe?
I agree with Jasmine on this, too. I think you are too overly optimistic with these IG reports. I don't think anything's going to happen, but if something does happen, I think they will land up going after Page and Strzok to make them to the two scapegoats.
Yeah.
For all the corruption in D.C., it'll be a big dog and pony show to scapegoat them to. Then they'll all pat themselves on the back and tell us how they've drained the swamp. They didn't do crap. They just got two people.
Yeah. Joe, I want to say one thing. I think the push for a second general counsel or special counsel investigation, I think that kind of got hindered by what's the IG going to do. And if the IG comes off too weak, we may see
the special counsel.
We may see
that. I mean, like you and Jasmine both said, right now the fox is in charge of the hen house. It's time to get the fox out of the hen house and put a hound in there.
Hey, if Mueller is part of the swamp and his crew is part of the swamp, if you're going to drain the swamp, pull the plug.
Yes.
Pull the plug on Mueller and his crew to
start with. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if we
it's a
get
deflection.
Another special counsel, I will be much more optimistic like you are.
Yeah.
And it needs to be someone who's not a DNC donor and has a staff full of Hillary supporters and donors like the Mueller team.
You know who I want? You know who I want? I want Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
I want Alan. He's a Democrat, but he's a common sense Democrat. He's an old school Democrat,
not
one of these socialist scumbags. And he believes in the Constitution, period. And so you know what? POTUS, if you're listening at all, if any of your staff are listening, take Alan Dershowitz. He's respected on both sides. Put him as a second special counsel and go after these douchebags that have been breaking the law and breaking the Constitution.
I agree with you. Well, thank you, my friends.
All right.
Take care. Love you. God bless.
Love you, too. Take
Gary,
care.
Take these two and swallow.
All right, folks, until next week, read thecurrentonline.com. Yep. Go to thedailydrift.com, and we'll see you next week.